Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Well, I tell you, when it rains, it pours. But you know what? We're going to get things back going. I see we, look, everything's all going this side, and I don't hear anything going through. But we're going to try to work this out just right for you all. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum Live. I see we have one of our most faithful people on. And we're going to try to get this thing going here. And I'm going to switch it around this morning and see if that works best this way.
Change it, yeah, just you and me.
change it, yeah. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Can't do it alone.
Again, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. I tell you, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But I have to steal this cliche from Time X. I always take a licking, but I keep on taking. It's a beautiful day. It's the 27th day of November 2022, as we are starting our holiday season. I want to wish everyone happy holidays. I know we all had some Thanksgiving turkey, or however you celebrate your Thanksgiving, and we're just so happy that you're a part of our morning. It's just so excited about the season. I tell you, it brings back great memories, some great ones, and they're all great, but some are sad too for some of the loved ones in our lives that are not here to share it with us. But you know what? We just keep moving ahead. I tell you, so I pray that each of you have a very safe and holiday season. Some of the things that we're going to talk about today, some shopping tips. I'd like to give you a few things to go by as you go through this holiday season. We're going to look at Russia, China. You know, we're going to go global, and then we'll come back home today talking about some things that are going on in the national scene. But I want to share this with you. I pray that each of you have an enjoyable holiday season. I know we've been getting some rain. Today is sunshine. If you're going to put your lights outside, go ahead. And whatever you do normally for Christmas time, we need you to go ahead and do it. It's going to be some great weather the next couple of days. And I'm just so excited about that. It brings out the kid in all of us. And I'm excited putting up trees and doing the hedges. Those things really get me excited, help me reminisce on some of the things that when we didn't have any responsibility other than just do what you needed to do to get through the season. Things change now as adults, but there's nothing wrong with having those childhood memories and thoughts. Just so much is going on in the world. You know, if you have family members in the state of Georgia, you know, last week we talked a little bit about the parties, or how they're going about recruiting, how they're going about maintaining. Well, right now, the rubber has met the road, so to speak. The tire has met the road. And if you have family members in the state of Georgia, please tell them. I think today starts their runoff election. Vote for the candidate of choice. I recently, I guess this morning, saw a commercial where Reverend Warnock is walking the dog. You have to see it. It's on CNN. And the ad, he's just walking and saying, you can't basically come up and just have a fresh start and know this and know this when we don't know where you're really from. And you know who he was making reference to there. And he asked the dog, am I right? Something to that effect. And the dog replied, woo, woo, woo. So I'm telling you, it's getting dirty a little bit, and I'll give you my opinion about that a little bit later about that. But as always, read your African American newspapers where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse, folks, for the news. We have Maya Messenger, Texas Metro News, and the Garland Journal. It's all there. And this weekend was a great weekend. Bayou Classic, we'll get that done a little bit later in the show, talk about that. But let's do something a little different here. We're going to open up. If you have some questions of us, just press 1 and we'll get you going. I see Madam President is on here. Let's can we bring you up live? Press 1. Hopefully we won't have any complications today. Just kind of see what's going on in your world. This is, you know, we talk about James Brown at one time being the hardest working man in show business. I can tell you the hardest working person in journalism. And she's going to join us here shortly. Just hope she comes up. What do you think about the World Cup? A lot is going on. American is tied two games. They need to at least score or win one to continue. Soccer fans have stopped. You know, the rainbow is not accepted over in Qatar. They have some strong values. And my question to you is, where do we stand on the international stage? A lot of things that we can do in America that we cannot do in other countries. As you think about that, I will put this nugget in your ear. Wherever you go outside of America, there are international rules. There are specific country rules, and you have to abide by it. And people are finding that as they go over to Qatar. Folks, I'm telling you, I said that because so much emphasis is still being placed on Russia with Brittany Griner. You know, I'm very upset that they've moved her, and what they want in exchange, it doesn't weigh out the same. Guys selling arms over here, and they're being connected with the wrong people over in Russia, trying to do things in America, and it just doesn't fit what Brittany was accused of doing. So those are some things. We'll talk about that. It's really an open day for us. Well, I want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Beautiful day in Dallas. Again, I tell you, the sun is out. We've gotten rain. The forecast, all this rain is moving towards family members on the East Coast. So make sure they know what's going on. Please, please let them evaluate what is going on. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Those, I guess the people who are getting ready to get online, they've been still eating turkey from Thursday, turkey for breakfast, turkey for lunch, dinner, snack, and it's time to put some money in place. And some of the things I want to start out with this morning is how we're going to handle this shopping. With COVID reducing, as they say, but we still have to be careful. You have people in close proximity when we go out here. Don't let your guard down. I would definitely tell you that. But some of my helpful hints when you go out shopping, make sure if you get some items, if you take them to your car, get in your car and go to the other side of the mall if you have more shopping. People are watching you. You want to make sure that you don't be setting yourself up for prey. But put it in there and go on the other side. Make sure that when you have packages, don't have too many where you can't see where you're walking or where you can't stay alert of your surroundings. Just have a bag or two. Keep it close to your person because people are out here not with merry thoughts during this holiday season. So try to shop with someone. What I've been doing in the past, if the people are with you that you're shopping for, just separate, go out, do a couple of things, and meet back up. Maybe if you bought something from store A, put it in a B bag. It works. I'm telling you, it really works. And, you know, we have so many choices. I always like to go to North Park this time of the year. They really dress it up. Galleria. Town East even do a little bit. They're shrinking a little bit, but they still get a good flow of people. So, again, holiday season, people think wisely. Don't have any cash on you. Use your credit cards if you have it, bank cards. And then if something should happen, you can cut those off. The cash you can't replace that fast. Just be on your report. You may be able to file it. But let's think smarter and not work harder during this holiday season. A lot of people will are up to no good when you're all about spreading cheer and joy. But we have to just remember to think wisely as we go through this holiday season. We'll talk a little bit about that. As always, we'll open the day. If you want to tell some great memories about the holiday season, maybe about what you have for Thanksgiving. Football is up in the air. Cowboys did their thing on Thursday. Glad to be a part of that. Really, really nice. But it was raining. And I'm glad we're not in the old stadium. And the old stadium, you would have been soaked. But with the new technology of roofs and opening this and that, we were able to stay dry. And that tailgated a little bit, shared a little bit on Facebook. It was nice, very nice event just to get out a little bit, be away from work. That was just crucial for me. But again, so much is going on, so little time. We'll talk about the shootings in Virginia. What do you think about that? Shootings in Colorado, mysteries in Idaho, a shooting several weeks ago in Virginia. We'll talk about that as well on the other side of Virginia in Charlottesville. You know, in the midst of what should be a happy time, it's mixed with some sad moments in our society. What are we going to do? Politicians, what are you going to do? Gun control. Young folks getting hold of guns. 18. They just starting to drive and can't drink alcohol until 21. That's when they've grown. Remember in the black household, at least mine, it told us that you're not grown until you're 21. Well, I think our legislators need to do that and make sure they're 21 years old and not at 18. You know, so much is said about the elections, so much is said about so many issues. But when you talk about gun control, there's an old phrase you can hear, a mouse doing something on cotton. Follow me on that one. I won't say it, but you probably heard it. That's how quiet it is. You hear crickets when you talk about upping the age to 21. And I think we need to do that because these kids, some of the kids are being bullied, and I pray that we pay close attention. Maybe put that in school at 12 of what recognizing what bullying is, being able to curve the narrative as it relates to that so that when these kids don't have that hate in their heart when they get to be older. Because we think about what they were saying in Virginia, where they had a manager come in the store, they were on break, and ended up shooting the folks. It's almost like you have to have your head on a swivel, folks. It is getting rough out here. Please be aware of your surroundings. I cannot stress that enough because people are in desperate times, and especially during the holiday. We try to get something for nothing, and we'll continue with the tips a little bit later, but be smart. Shop in the daytime. Have somebody with you if possible. And if you have little ones, of course, you may try to keep the ultimate surprise. But, you know, with your adult family members or friends, you go out and you shop, and you be just definitely be aware of your surroundings. Those are my helpful hints. We'll go through some more a little bit later, but it's tough. I must share this with you. I get a lump in my throat this time of year because I think about my family. Some of the things we would do, the big family gatherings, you know, and those are some of the traditions that we had back in my hometown. But as we get older and things change in our lives, what we try to do is live on the memories and try to recreate some of the activities that occurred during our childhood and during our teenage years, some of the good forming years in our lives. It's bittersweet, but it's part of the process. And I'm just so happy to be able to share some of those things with you, because those are definitely great moments in my life. And we want to just share some goodness to each of you. Again, some football up in the air. Cowboys, I know we have a rattler on. I'm just very upset with the snubbing of Florida A&M in the playoffs. I tell you, when you got, and I say to God, just for a minute, when you got that shine, other people refuse to let you shine in their places. And that occurred. Good morning to those Jaguars and Tigers from yesterday. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If we can get Cheryl on. Cheryl, are you able to get on? Just press one. And we're going to ask you, too, sometime today, if you just tell us what you're thankful for. Those who are a little shy, if you can just get on and get off, and we'll roll with that. So as you all are getting things together, let me just give you, gotten off my screen there to get on this. Talk about with shopping, Black Friday, things are up. I tell you, I've seen more Amazon trucks in a little bit. More FedEx trucks or people buying things. Just be careful. Get a Ring doorbell or get an estimated time on when these folks are going to show up at your house, if possible, because that's another thing. People are stealing. My advice from that, if you do Amazon, go to these little lock boxes they have at 7-Eleven or other places where even that's nice and secure for you to get your boxes or packages and then be able to go to your car with no issue. So we have to, again, think through this holiday season, because everyone is not all about the Christmas giving. They're about the Christmas taking, and we don't want to be a statistic in that. All right, from a global perspective, a lot of protests are going on in China right now because China now has a zero COVID policy. With their numbers going up and everything, and I think COVID is going to be going again or rising again. I didn't get to tell you last week of the similarities between the COVID RSV and the flu. People could have runny noses. You know, things of that nature where, and let me go with RSV being, let me start there. RSV is usually with your preemies, and your preemies are your premature births. They have what we, just like a little cold, but they're not able to clear secretions like we do as an adult. So they give them all, you know, the antibiotics, the treatments. And remember, that's a virus. And viruses, you give them things, Tylenol, to reduce the symptoms. But it's not like if you're an adult and you have a bacteria, you can give them antibiotics. If the babies are producing sputum that's of color, then they may treat the color of with a bacteria, but usually it's strictly viral with the kids. Older adults will have this as well. So, again, we just try to reduce the fever, maybe give them breathing treatments, do everything to make the situation a little better. All right? Now, flus and COVID, again, I mentioned the similarity, the different spores associated with COVID. It has a, they all have that spiralness, but the nomenclature of the molecule is what makes it different. And right now with this COVID, same thing, flu, chills, everything you have with flu. But the only thing that's different, you may lose your taste and your smell. Now think about it, even when we had a common cold and you had it bad, you would lose your taste buds. And they gave you good old chicken noodle soup, hot teas, hot toddies in some place. I know I used to enjoy going to my grandmother when I had a cold because they'd give you hot toddy. And I think we went around there even when we wasn't sick. And she was going to give you a hot toddy and you slept most of the day. So those things loom large in my mind. And then we have to take care of it. I want to add this. A lot of people, I deal with individuals on a daily basis who refuse to take COVID shots. And I know we all have our feelings about that. But I look at COVID shots and vaccines like going in the rain. Have you ever walked out in the rain without an umbrella? Have you ever walked out in the rain without a raincoat? So these vaccines, in my mind, are like putting an umbrella up or putting rain gear on. You have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. Again, if you go out in the rain, what is you going to get sick and you're not protected. Now, when you get these vaccines, you may still get a run of it, but the likelihood of it being deadly has lessened. So you have to follow what is put out there by the Surgeon General, by the epidemiologist. We have to follow that. Seems like things are starting to come more frequently in our adulthood. Follow directions, folks. Don't be so hard-headed where you don't follow. It's always your choice. But I need you to do what's best for you that will help you continue to take care of your family and we can just go on as happy as we can be. But those are some decisions that you have to deal with. So when you go out in the rain, have your umbrella. That's what those vaccines are for. When it rains, you're covered, and that's enough said about that. All right, fevers, chills, headaches, coughs, muscle soreness, fatigue, vomiting, diarrhea, shortness of breath, runny nose. Which one is that? That's RSV. See, I'm not going to make that slip like I did last week. But, folks, let's start out. You know, kids, they present. That's why I think pediatric medicine or pediatric physicians are probably the smartest. Probably the smartest because the baby can't verbalize what's going on. They take the symptoms and they put it together and come up with the root cause, and they go on and make the kids better. But with that being said, as a parent, as a grandparent, we have to make sure that we pay attention to those things. If you're treating the symptoms and they're not going away, then take them to your local emergency room or your pediatrician, whatever the case may be. But get it done as quickly as possible. As we get older, we can verbalize a lot of things, which makes it easier for the physician to work. When you tell them you have this, you've had fevers, you've done this. See, and they're very smart too. They can put it together. But those are the things that we need, especially we get a break with some sunshine, but I'm sure it's going to turn around for us. And we need to be ready, need to have our armor. And folks, we need to read up on things. Again, COVID versus flu, RSV, we'll be telling the similarities. When you look at the difference between them, I mentioned about viruses. Viruses come and go, but you have to treat them. When you have the physical evidence being bacterial, then that's another issue. Some people have suppressed immune systems, especially children, premature and our older adults. And now they've dropped it to 65 and older. Chronic lung or heart disease, pre-existing diseases, folks. I'm telling you, you start out weak, you're strong for a while. As we get older, we start to get weak again. I remember people saying I never could understand it. Sometimes in our life, we'll be twice a child and once an adult. Something to think about. That's why you get everybody on board knowing what to do when it is needed to be done. It's about 31 after the hour. We want to open it up. If you have some good holiday memories, some holiday thoughts, please press 1 and we'll get you on. We'll get you on. This is what I'm going to do in the spirit of Christmas. I tell you, boys and men, always stand out. And we're going to play this for you to help you get in the spirit of Christmas.
Let the world know that you care, and you will be there.
That's right. Boys to Men, Share Love. Good old Christmas song, start things off. I tell you, I just get so excited about that day. I guess the child comes out in me as we get ready for Christmas. You know, and remember the reason for the season. I know a lot of people now not getting gifts like we used to during this time, but I enjoy it. I enjoy going out. But again, you have to be very, very careful. Everyone does not have that same mindset that you may have during this holiday season. I cannot express that enough. I will continue to do that throughout the show, just reminding us to be safe during these times. I tell you, it's just amazing of what is going on. Now, as I was mentioning earlier about the publications that Cheryl Smith have, you can sign up for these e-blasts. I can give you a little rundown of what they're covering on a daily basis. Happy anniversary to Daryl and Sonia Bates, 25 years of marriage. Michael and Don Maxwell, 17 years. Cheryl and Adolphus Gillespie, 32 years. The Metro Salutes. Let me get that straight. Woman of Distinction Award, United Nations Global Women Foundation, Dr. Tawana Michelle Ross. Want to congratulate her. In memoriam of the NAACP mourns the passing of Cecilia Marshall, former NAACP legal secretary. She was 94 years old, and she is was the widow of Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. 94 years old. I tell you, I would have loved to have picked her brain, how her husband being the first black on the Supreme Court and some of the things that he stood for. I'm sure he caught H-E double hockey sticks during his day and like catching it down, those who are trying to be on the Supreme Court and other high courts. But you have to remember with Thurgood Marshall, some of the landmark cases, Brown versus the Board of Education, and she was right there along the way, right there along the way with Thurgood Marshall. All right, Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity announces partnership with Black Tech-based cancer charity. Collaboration hopes to raise awareness of critical funds to eradicate cancer. And we know how important. I want to congratulate the men of Alpha Phi Alpha for doing that. We need all our fraternities and sororities to jump on that because oftentimes we are misrepresentation on certain boards as it relates to certain illnesses, and we just don't know, and we end up missing so much, and our lives are cut off so soon on other things. Some of the black business spotlight is on the Scribe Beauty Supply House. Since day one, has worked tirelessly in order to expand their product offerings and to make their customers' experience even better. So that's Scribe Beauty Supply House. Please go out and support them as well. And before I go on, I just have to say, Cheryl, thank you so much for what you do. You have three or four mediums that you go through. I'm reading the e-blast, and I'll tell you all how to get that daily e-blast. Those who are want to advertise or just get good old information about things, this is a great tool to use, and we need you to just get on and get on the train. The train is leaving the station. We want you to be there. Right there with us. Vincent Hall has a great article. It's a quick claim, a thankful Thanksgiving. I want want you to read that as well, read the full article. Dallas College launches Young Scholars Program through Dallas Foundation grant. If you have kids that are in school and I may not have the opportunity to go other places, great things are right here in the Dallas County area where you can set up through high school and be able to go. I think tuition is free for certain. I think Dallas Independent School District has a connection, and I'm sure other school systems within Dallas County have the same connection. So take advantage of that, folks. Please take advantage of that. National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. We have some people celebrating some birthdays. Oh, I see a few familiar faces in here. Urkel, Karin Jones. I don't know her married name, but let me kind of skim through it a little bit. Classmate of mine at Florida A&M. I'm sure Cheryl is going to text it to me and show me. I just remember Karin Jones. All right, we'll move right on. I'm trying to find a name in the list here. We'll come back to that. All right. Well, you know what? With the year ending, December will be here shortly. We can sit back and reflect on all the things that transpired in the 2022. And one of my things that I always do at the end of the year is try to recap all the large events that occurred, some of our famous people that started the year with us that are no longer with us. We just try to recap the year as we go into 2023. And I tell you, 2021 has went by super fast, and 22 is going even faster. So, you know, I think all the time as a kid, you really thought, oh, man, I can't wait the next year. And it seemed like it took forever. Now, next year, and we need to get it together. All right. I've been reminded that reading is fundamental. I guess the print was so small. Yes, it's fundamental. Karin Jones Perry. I'm going to leave it at that. Details at 11, Cheryl, but thank you for the insight. I tell you, these folks here, we've been in Dallas for a long time, and I think some of the glue that has kept us together, I definitely can say, has been Cheryl Smith, Fred and Vivian Johnson. For me, these folks have really, when I came into town, they really took me under their wing, and I am forever grateful for those individuals. Juanita Benson, Cheryl, give me some update. Is Juanita still with us? One of our senior members, when I came to town, really just we sat back and reminisced over some things. And I think they were a little younger than my mom at the time, but they all had some things that were going on. So my hat's off to them. Just taking care. And I'm hoping that we are the same type of people that we do for our young graduates that are coming into Dallas at this time. And we're trying to do some things there. The month of November. Cheryl's throwing me off a little bit. The month of November is National Hip Hop History Month. So, you know, you think about Run DMC, some of those old Juice Jones. I know he was more R&B, but he did rap a little bit. I Saw You Walking in the Rain, Alley Cat, all that talking. Houdini, some of you may be a little young for that, but those who do know those groups, those are great times when they came through. celebrate American Indian Heritage Month. So again, you can get all this information with our e-blast. And with our e-blast, we give you the information. Here we've done it before, but you can do www.texasmetronews.com, and you can sign up there as well. So follow through. We have the Garland Journal, which is www.garlandjournal.com, and also last and definitely not least, the www.myimessenger.com. No excuse, folks. No excuse for the news. And we are located in, I always like to say, in Oak Cliff, Texas. Don't get any better than that. Speaking of Oak Cliff, I want to congratulate South Oak Cliff with another victory. They're climbing up the ladder. They're defending state champions. And honestly, I know they're a powerhouse. I didn't think they would. The season was kind of half and half, but they're getting together at the right time. And I want to wish them well and some other local teams as well. We'll give you updates on them as they go. It's about 8:47. And all you got to do is press 1. I see we have Michelle. She is texting me, letting me know. And I have to tell her something off the air. But I am just always so grateful for that. I want to thank, you know, as we thanking people and Thanksgiving and the holidays, I look forward to the upcoming year, getting some people, getting some services out. I know we had two young ladies a couple of weeks ago that talked about hospice care, talk about insurance with open enrollment. Hopefully we can get them on again before the year is out. I know it's close to the enrollment deal, but get them on board with Cheryl, and then we can make sure that we don't miss those deadlines that we may have missed before. I mean, just education is so essential, especially when it comes to our health, being able to be on top of things, because a lot of things are going on in this country, and they want to make sure, and they hide it in places. They don't give you all the information that's needed in order to enjoy the resources that are available for everyone. It reminds me of old time. They said, well, put your money in your book, because nobody want to read. Nobody will find it in the book because they're not interested in the book. Well, all we want is activity that allows us to go in this book, which it is activity, so that we can live better and coexist in this country. I tell you, speaking of this country, the fate of this country, I still feel, honestly, that this country is going backwards. You think about your voting rights. I think about what's going on in Georgia between Reverend Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Georgia, what are you thinking about? You know, well, we'll put a black man, well, you know what? And I'm going to think carefully on how I'm going to say this. Let me use this analogy. Every red delicious apple that you ever have seen, all of them don't always taste sweet. You got two brothers running for senator, U.S. senator. And I'm telling you, look through what is going on. Make sure you understand. I am one to support those who can verbally navigate themselves in situations. Verbally navigate. I don't know where that came from, but it was in my head. Verbally navigate. Need I say more? I love Herschel for what he did on the field. But this is a different game that he's getting in. And I honestly feel I am, if I can vote, I would vote for Warnock in the state of Georgia. But Herschel, bruh, homie, what else I can think of? Man, thank you for putting Georgia on the map. Thank you for winning the Heisman Trophy. Thank you for playing with the Cowboys. Thank you being the critical piece that Jimmy Johnson traded to the Minnesota Vikings and got all those folks in order to build championship teams. I thank you, Herschel. Great player. I just don't think he's in the right arena to show his talent. Now, it's not a reflection of the station. It's just a reflection from me. You know, again, there's some question about where he resides. He got dual stateship in Georgia and Texas. All these allegations. They let them go by the wayside, which is very unfair to those ladies that were involved. One thing I try to pride myself is being able to articulate, have subject-verb agreement, and put it where it's very simple to get. I think my feeling on that, if Herschel wins, I think he's going to quit. And then the governor will be able to appoint somebody just like they did before. It's a method to the madness. And they realize in Georgia, in those big pockets of Fulton, Cobb might be a little bit more red, but it's still connected. DeKalb County, all of those spots, black folks. Chapman County, Savannah. I can't think of Macon, where Macon is right now. But all those spots, a lot of blacks. And they're carrying the state of Georgia. So now with all these 50+1, they actually start today. And they're going to imply it. Georgia is the only one. People were finishing with 50.3 and everything. But they had to be 50+1. 50 solid plus one. 0.3 didn't matter. Did not matter. So you can see they're trying to jerry-rig the state of Georgia. There are other states that are going through similar things as well. But it's a travesty. A travesty of what has happened in Georgia and throughout our country. We say, God bless America. We need God to bless the world. Because it is not going the way, and in my eyes, it's not going the way we should be going. Everybody should be in harmony, which we know would never happen. But again, I think that America is going in a direction where we're so busy fighting that other countries are seeing our vulnerability, our weak spots, that would allow them to attack the American democracy that we so much love and so much a part of. That's what I worry about. We just don't do it. We just don't do it. And why we don't do it? Because we don't take the time to dot every I and cross every T. We need it. our brothers and sisters, we can get a piece of that pie. We need to work together. There's some brilliant minds. Some brilliant minds out here that if we could just pool our resources, we'll be able to do some things. We'll be able to do some things that others will not be able to do. And it's, as old folks say, just a doggone shame that we can't get it together. And that is not good for us. We've been fighting for years for this, what we have. And we still don't respect or embrace everything that's needed to maintain. We need it, folks. We need it. And we need it bad. It's about 57 minutes after the hour. Can't express it enough. The second hour, we're going to talk about some gun control. What went on in Virginia? What in two places in Virginia? I can give you a hint of how I think. And again, we need to push that gun age up to 21 across the country. I am still a pillar of thinking how they want these kids to have assault rifles at 18 or even younger. And you can't go hunting with an assault rifle because anything you shoot, it won't be whole. Can you imagine going deer hunting with an assault rifle with multiple rounds? Will it be anything to eat? See, we don't think about that. Little young men or the young ladies, have their heart broken in high school. We've all been there. But now they have access to guns. And what do? Try to hurt the person that hurt them. We got a lot going on, folks, in this world. We really do. And we have to, some regulations to reduce the amount of killings that are going on. Too much is going on. Too much is going on. I tell you, it's going to be great things on the horizon. But we must vote. We must participate in the process, folks. If you have kids or grandkids, take them with you. Train them to be a part of the process. As far as the things that you have that are part of your rights as being a citizen in this country, let's take advantage of it. And don't think your one vote don't count. Your one vote counts. Because if everyone thought like that, how many one votes that have been cast can make a difference for what you don't want? So let's make this thing happen. Please. It's about 9 o'clock. Not much. We can get Cheryl on, too, as it relates to our black college football. But we're going to go and get that done. I tell you, I'm excited. Excited about my black college football. So as we're trying to get this thing together, here we go. You may hear me just tickling the keys. Let's get it going. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Historically Black Colleges and Universities School Board Report. Speaking schools from the SIAC, MEAC, the SWAC, and the SIAC. Not much is going on in football action, but can you imagine 68,000 people watched the Jaguars at Southern University. I call it the cat fight in New Orleans and the Grambling Tigers as the Jaguars defeated the Tigers 34-17. With that victory and the loss to Alabama State, Alabama A&M, a big shakeup, Prairie View losing the previous week, Southern now will represent the West and face Jackson State for the SWAC championship. Excuse me, next Saturday at 3 p.m. Check the Black Star Network. Should be on HBCU Go. We'll let you know. Support our fine institutions, one there in Jackson, Mississippi, and the other in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's the SWAC at its best. And we'll give you a little update, too, as the world was shocked last week when they were making their appointment. We'll turn this down a little bit as we talk. And you know, my heart is hurting from Florida A&M, who had a 9-2, had a 9-game win streak, did not get elected or selected for the NCAA tournament, which is the FCS Football Championship Series. That's where they actually play out for the championship, whereas the bowl series, they only 4 teams compete for the national championship, but the FCS and teams that had fewer wins than Florida A&M and some other schools, again, we got snubbed. We got snubbed for that. So I tell the Rattlers, we just continue to fight, right? Because we truly didn't get the opportunity to fight with a winning season. And if you take a look, several schools were on 4-game losing streak. You know, and we think about how this country, we think we've gotten close. I think we're further away from the prize. They find a way. And then we have our kids that go to Northeast Louisiana, kids that go to Montana State, kids that go north and South Dakota that look like you and I. Well, look like me. And some of us. When they go play, what kind of dealings are they getting? I'll never forget FAMU went to, I can't think of the city, wherever Northeast Louisiana is, in Hammond, excuse me. And the verbiage that we used, you would think you were back early 1900s, some of the verbiage that was coming from the stand. And I looked at the kids, and they were shocked, like, oh, my God, they're saying it? Come on. Come on, y'all. You know, you can put lipstick on a pig and kiss it, but guess what? It's still a pig. Still a pig. And this country has some growing to do. You know, again, you want to disrespect one group because it's just about all black. Because we do have some non-blacks on our football team. So if you think that way about us, I would definitely be there. What would you think about me? And I'm here with you. The web that we weave, it's just unbelievable. This world is just taking a turn backwards. You know, again, I mentioned the voting over 50 years ago. We had to pay to vote. Poll tax. And now it don't cost you but time. And we have so much apathy about not wanting to participate in the voting process. I'm going to have to steal this cliche. Come on, man. Come on, woman. We got to wake up. The only way things are going to get better, we got to get out here and vote. Vote for the things that you strongly support. You know, we may not agree on a lot of things, but the fact that you're out there voting, you got my utmost respect. We have to vote. We have to make a change and see if the process works. It may not always work, but if we're not in the process may work against you. So those who are in Georgia, let's hit that. Let's get that thing right. Regardless of who may win, we need you in the process. I know who I prefer winning, and that's Reverend Warnock. I think he would represent the citizens of that state of Georgia better than that of Herschel Walker. And they just need to get him back on up in Washington. So we're going to be watching. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of the advertisements associated with this particular race. And may the best man win. And for me, the best man is Reverend Raphael Warnock, preacher, Atlanta, Morehouse. The other candidate, Georgia, USFL, Dallas Cowboys, Minnesota Vikings, Philadelphia Eagles, you name it, he's been there. But do I feel he's representative of the citizens of Georgia? Nah. Herschel Walker, a lot of people voting because he was a Republican, those who are, but some of them regret the fact the way he's been presenting himself. That they voted, but they stick together. I don't care what's going on. They stick together. Are we sticking together? We need to learn to stick together. Those are the things that we need to accomplish. Now, I was very general about sticking together, but black folks, we have to. We must, and I love to say God, and I have to get that out of my mind. We have to stick together. Everything out there is not made for us. We understand that. But we need to be able to get it when we need it. Where's our rallying cry? Why we don't want to participate in groups? Express our concerns. Fear today? It was fear yesterday. It may be fearful tomorrow. But if we don't try to change our quality of living, our quality of activities, then nobody else will. The burden of proof is on us. We know it's an uphill battle. But we have to do what's right for the future. We have to read more. We have to make sure that grandkids get the picture. I'm not saying start a revolution, but at least know where we're going. And in order to know where you're going, you got to know where you've been. And I'll stand by that 100%. I've gone throughout this country of various African-American museums. We have a fine one here led by Dr. Harry Robinson, good friend, actually a great friend, worked on a couple of committees with him, and I'm going to get going on that now that I have a little bit more free time. Who knows? I've always been very interested in history, and I know he has somebody that's followed him that whenever he retires, he's ready. But I would love to work up there. Cheryl, okay. Excuse me, that just came out. I didn't have no control of that little inner voice. But history in Dallas, they found signs years ago in the courthouse with white and black water. White water, black water. That always came out clear. Something to think about. going to Birmingham, Civil Rights Museum, right in front of the 16th Street Church, where the three little girls got bombed. Fred Shuttlesworth was a big-time minister there in Birmingham. They have a statue just outside. That's one thing when I travel, family used to get upset, but I tried to make sure that leading the example of trying to enrich myself with the history of this country. They get upset, but now they appreciate at least going by these places. And that's what we have to do. Make sure our kids understand before there were cell phones, before they could stay out in the suburbs or further out, we didn't have a choice. You either stayed here or you stayed there. Some people now are still trying to keep you in that mindset. But there are places around. African-American Museum in Baltimore. African-American Museum now in D.C. Learn your history. Those in the Dallas area, you can go right to Memphis. Lorraine Motel, where Dr. King was assassinated. Learn your history. They try to keep it, but at least brush up. Let's occupy our head full of richness. Because this medium that I'm using now, I'm sure we had a part of making it happen. I wouldn't doubt it. Not one single bit. How we've grown through the process. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So folks, get out there. I want you to learn everything about yourself, about your culture. Because other people do. It's a sense of pride that we have to be a part of, a sense of pride, and it starts within you. Once you get the pride in you, your pride will shine around the people that you love, and then you'll be that beacon of light that is needed in this country to get us in places that we never dream of being. Again, it starts with you, those who are listening. We all know, let your light shine so that men and women can see your good works. Make it happen. All right. It's about 14 minutes after the hour. I want to get Cheryl on. I have not heard anything else about the tragic plane crash that happened there in Oak Cliff that made national news. Some vintage airplanes. With no radios, that's what I'm hearing some of the things, but I just want to hear from her and see what else. She's on the beat all the time. Any word, Cheryl? Or any audience, if you want to talk about that, I would gladly welcome you to that. As we look around, as I wait on you to respond, 2 weeks after police found four slain students, they still don't know much. They're working on some things. Of course, they look at the tapes associated with it, the Charlottesville. Just too much going on, and I tell you, the young folks, they say it may have been a case of bullying. And people get tired of that, and which is very unfortunate that they have to take this route. And that's just very sad. But so many kids have lost their lives over things of that nature. And we need folks to stand up. Stand up. For everything everything is about good. Everything about good. Because we're losing this battle. We've lost, some of the funding for our schools. And speaking of this, you know, any institution of higher learning is a great tool for all kids. Let me put that out first. But I am upset with the state of North Carolina that wanted to put a cap on North Carolina A&T, Agricultural and Technical University. I know we still use A&M. But they're going to take away $2 million because they've exceeded their cap. Well, is there a cap at North Carolina State? Is there a cap at UNC Charlotte? Is there a cap at Chapel Hill? Well, Duke is private, so you don't have to say that. But why all of a sudden you want to cap the most popular HBCU at this moment based on population? Sad. Very sad. And they're doing everything to keep our HBCUs down. Again, I tell you, FAMU experienced it on the football. 9-2. Sounds like a pretty good record to me. 9 straight victories. People in the playoffs going with 7-5. 8-6, some of them. Usually shouldn't have any more than about 11 games. Some may play 12. But with these games being played right above the 500 mark, barely. And I'm going to look for those NCAA football, and I think they're called, give me a second here, I'm sorry, FCS, and see what we come up with. Now, another thing a lot of people don't know, when they started this FCS, and they wanted to play on Thanksgiving weekend. Now, if you've ever been a fan of black college football, what has been the most successful day in the programs for football over the years? It has been Thanksgiving. Grambling and Southern refused to give their data because they make more money. The conference make money, but they individually schools make more money because of that. Florida A&M and Bethune-Cookman used to play every Thanksgiving. Tuskegee and Alabama State used to play the Turkey Bowl. So they decide they're going to start the NCAA playoffs on Thanksgiving weekend. That was the first clue many years ago. So now Bethune-Cookman and Florida A&M, they played a week before, hoping that they could get into the playoffs. They had teams in like Southeast Louisiana, who we lost to last year, beat Idaho. You had Montana beating Southeast Missouri. Gardner-Webb over Eastern Kentucky. North Dakota, who was not that strong this year, who had been winning, lost to Weber State. Just to give you an idea, Delaware been a powerhouse. New Hampshire. Now, you can't tell me Jackson State, somebody could have been in here to make a difference in these particular playoffs. That is absolutely crazy. We get all kind of restrictions out here in the real world. But when you restrict gaming, come on, folks. Seems like we're moving backwards and not forwards.
in this world that we live in. We are not moving forward. What is it going to take? Now, they will get upset with me, and I don't care. What if we go back to 1960, 1950, late 70s? Well, things change up. Let's say 60s, 50s, and 40s, when we didn't have a choice to go anywhere. When Alcorn could line up against Southern Miss. When Jackson State could line up against Ole Miss or Mississippi State. They never want to play those games because they knew great things can happen on the side of the black colleges. Let me give you a good example. Before the University of Alabama integrated, one year they played University of Southern California. You know, California has been very lax on their integration, very welcoming during those times. Well, there was a little running back. You know his baby brother, Randall Cunningham. His name was Sam Bam Cunningham. Played for University of Southern California, and the head coach at the time was John McKay, who was the first head coach at Tampa Bay. They came, Alabama had to go to, the first time they played, had to go to California because the state of Alabama didn't want any black playing their university. So they had to go out west. And then when they came back, Sam Bam had the game of his life. So much that when the game was finished, Bear Bryant, known as one of the highest-ranking coaches in the league, said to his coaches, next year we need to get one of them guys like that. And I'm paraphrasing. We got to get us one like that. That's what he said. Because Sam Bam ran all over University of Alabama. We changed football. We know it. We changed basketball. We even was changing baseball. So they started getting young men from the Dominican Republic. They may look like us, may not speak like us, but they played ball and making an impact in Major League Baseball like we've always. Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds. They can say what they want to say about Barry Bonds, but give me somebody with muscle. They have hand-eye coordination. You can't teach that. You cannot teach that. You know, my whole thing is when we show up, we show out. Basketball. Yeah, they used to run, and the Celtics did this. And then when they got Bill Russell, he took it to another level. And that was why I told Bill Russell, Jim Brown, all the players from various professional arenas got together to try to get better conditions for the black players. Now black players, they have the conditions. They have the money. They have everything that's needed to make a difference in the lives of those who are less fortunate. However, when they come to town, they're going to have camps in Plano, Carrollton. We're in central Dallas, the core of Dallas. I can't say this. A lot of people may hate this guy. I've had some friends had camps too, but I can't say much about them. They do what they can to make their money. The only guy that came south of the Mississippi River, south of the Trinity River, was Terrell Owens. And he had a free camp that year in Duncanville. Now, you say, well, he still went to the suburbs, yes, but we know the complexion of Duncanville has changed. It has changed. But I have the utmost respect for T.O. of doing that, bringing a camp south of the Trinity River. Now, we've had a lot of folks come in and out. Camps again, north of downtown, north of the Trinity. See, we understand that. It means a lot for our kids to get the exposure. You can go right now to any school in Oak Cliff. You may find kids that have never been out to a mall. Our kids. Excuse me. You can find kids that have never been downtown. You know, we've been all over. Excuse me. We've been all over. But there's some that have not been anywhere. Going to school is great, but that's all they do to get out the house. We take things for granted because we're able to do the things that others may not have, might not be blessed to do. But why don't we go and we try to make a difference in their lives as well? You know, you have some black kids never been to the zoo. Oh, please excuse me. Never been to the zoo. Never been to downtown. They see the building, but have they gone down, walked through the AT&T Plaza? You're talking about a peaceful place. That's where you need to go. Take your family, check it out. They have restaurants there as well. But we need to make sure that our future is bright. People always ask me, why do you go speak at schools? I say, well, for one, if I can inspire somebody to do something differently in their lives, that's first. If I can inspire those who won't take the access that others have taken in their neighborhood, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. I'll say it like that. But I will move in a different direction. And then on top of that, let's show them that their education can take them place. So if you can volunteer at a school, if you can go and just through a fraternity, a sorority, a social interest group, social club, make a difference in the kids' lives, please. They need direction. And sometimes they may not be getting the direction from at home. They may have the support, but they may not be able to provide them what they need to excel. And that's why we go back to that thought of the village raising the child. We had to get in there and make a difference. I'm telling you, there's so much outside of Dallas County that a lot of people have never seen. So much outside of Ellis County. So much. I'll just stay down in that end. I'm drawing a blank. Navarro County. So, you know, get them out of there. Be able to get them to move up. Dallas, Rockwall, all that, the same thing. Need to teach our kids and let them see other parts. Cheryl, I would like one day if we could just have a thing, get with the schools and bring the kids over to the African American Museum and then give them a little pep talk. Because a lot of kids have never been to Fair Park. Or if they've been to the fair and couldn't tell you the other buildings. Oh, that was a pretty building. But what's in that pretty building? What can you tell us about that pretty building? So those are the things that we're looking forward to. I challenge each of you for that. And we really need to get it going on. Really need to get it on. But again, so much has been said today. I really love the idea of this e-blast, so y'all got to get on it. You'll find out the tidbits. Really get it. I want to congratulate Cheryl, 20 years, 10 years, 30 years. You know what? As time go on, she just keeps, like a time mix, take a lick of it and keep on taking. We thank you for having your vision in a media platform that you have kept alive. You have kept it alive. You've utilized also the fact of the internet for getting your news blast out. Folks, that's working within the system, learning how to adapt. I think we all need to put that in our repertoire of being a what I call a rattlesnake or any kind of snake if it's cold, especially the ones that can camouflage and blend right in. But it's some ingenuity even associated with that to make a difference in what we're doing. So I am forever grateful. Forever grateful. It's about 33 minutes after the hour. Folks, if you have any questions of me or just all you got to do is press 1, we'll get you on. No question. My motto is if I don't know the answer, I definitely get it for you. So feel free to press 1 and we'll get you on. A lot to talk about. Talk about sports. You know I love sports. Talk about the Cowboys. Did you enjoy? Was the turkey, did it taste any better? The fact that the Cowboys won on Thursday. Just let me know. All you got to do is press 1. All right. Everybody is still eating breakfast, trying to get this stuff together. But I'm gonna move away from that page for a minute and just kind of get some things going. I I'm always talking about these gun control and the mass shootings, which is really, really something that's on my heart. Because the amount of kids, whether it's Chicago, they stop even printing Chicago, which is unfair. Let us know. They're shooting, and what we did here, the janitor working with his shift in Virginia, we talked about that with 50 empty chairs, shooting people there, killing most of them. People working with them. This stuff must stop. Must stop. How many people lost loved ones? And that's just what we, that's what we just hear, those numbers. I'm trying to get this open for us. I want to say this to we got some things going on in America. Race wars, elections. I honestly feel that we are exposing ourselves as Americans. Showing them that we are not together. And by us not being together, it's showing our vulnerability. Showing our vulnerability. And we need to get it together. Because if we don't, there will be no America. whatever's going on in the world, yes, we have to keep our finger on the pulse. NATO is a great ally, but do we have to step sometimes out of that? You know, we have millions and millions of people that have to deal with that. But what are we going to do? That is the hardest thing to come up with. Everybody wants to knock the United States of America off the block, whether it's in athletics, ingenuity. Did you know a lot of people hate the NASA program, space program? You got cosmonauts and other people out there. Yeah, they, you know, dap you up, whatever the case may be, but they don't like it. They don't like Sputniks and stuff. We have to kind of stay one step ahead of them. And let's not be anybody's fool. You know, with all these satellites, they probably could see you walk into your car every day. I don't put anything past these people. But we're fighting wars among ourselves, where we are neglecting our youth at that moment. I just pause there for a moment because I just think about the ups and downs and in-betweens. And the other thing that's sad on my mind, I'm just letting it out now, are these shootings. We look at the mass shootings from a week. In Colorado Springs, of course, a nightclub shooting, 5 people were killed. And 25 others were injured, 19 by gunfire in the shooting inside Club Q, a gay nightclub. 6 additional people were injured, and the The shooting and all this chaos. The shooting happened just before midnight of Transgender Day of Remembrance. That was in Colorado Springs. Then in Yazoo City, Yazoo County, Mississippi, 7 people shot one day and 6 wounded. All right, the next one. Dallas, Texas, 4 people were shot after an argument in the parking lot of a billiards hall in Oak Cliff, in the Oak Cliff neighborhood. No one was killed, 4 people injured in that. Kingfisher County in Oklahoma. 4 people killed. Let me make sure. Right. Total 5 people shot, 4 were killed, 1 survived, injured. Right there in Oklahoma. Chesapeake, Virginia, we all know about this. 11 people, 7 died, 4 survived. It's bad. West Palm, 4 people shot, 2 killed, 2 alive. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, 26th shooting of the year, 4 people shot, no deaths. Temple Hills, Maryland, 4 people shot, no deaths. All right, let's see, where are we now? Costa Mesa, California, 5 people shot, 1 died, 4 survived. Chicago, the 43rd episode of shooting, 4 people shot, 2 killed, 2 survived. And just in Atlanta on yesterday, 6 people shot, 1 dead, 5 injured. 1 person was killed when 5 others were injured, and several people opened fire at the Atlantic Station neighborhood. Is there a safe haven for us anywhere in this country? Gun violence. People just creating violence. It is a crazy, crazy world. I don't know what we're going to do. What will we do for situations like this? I get a lump in my throat just thinking about, you know, what is the future for our kids, the grandkids, when they get out here and move around this country? What is it going to be like for them? What can we do to make sure that their lives are safe? Is there anything we can do like that? If we can, let's do it. But all you can do is just pray. Pray that these kids come to and from safely. That's what we need to do. That's what we do. All right. Let me get back on track. Had a little lump there in my throat because it just hurt. When you have kids that are out there trying to make a difference in the world, everybody's not in their favor. Everybody's not in their corner. That I do understand. However, you try to get them in a position where they can be productive citizens. I love to use that because that's what we were taught. We can get you to a place where you can be a productive citizen, and then you've gained your rights as an adult. But we have, you know, plenty of kids through these high schools in situations where we're just trying to get them to be productive and also pay our Social Security, the one that we're eating up, but at least we have somebody putting it in the system. But I just hope and pray that through the pandemic, that's still very much aware. So don't put your umbrella down, folks, as I mentioned earlier. Keep the umbrella up. Well, you got that dealing with. You're getting kids' disparity of education. Do the best you can with your kids, grandkids. Expose them. Let them read. Let them go to the moon. I went to the moon several times through a book. Let them go around the world in a book. And so that when they get old enough to make a difference in their own life, they can go ahead and go overseas and experience that living. Because I did things that my parents only could wish for. And I'm hoping that we're doing the same thing for our kids, things that we've only wished for that they'll be able to accomplish. So if we keep that mindset with every generation, it gets better and better so that we'll be so much informed, well informed of all the activities that are going on, not only in America, but throughout this world. Those are the things that we need to make sure that we follow through. I tell you, it's tough. Hunger Grace woman, Eddie Bernice Johnson, will be celebrating a birthday on the 3rd of December. Ambassador Ron Kirk and, Matrice, 35 years of marriage this week. So many great things are going on. Great people are trying to show us the way. All we got to do is just follow to make it happen. I tell you, it's about 46 minutes after the hour. I am just so excited about the holidays. Will you? I want to know, are people still putting up trees? Are we putting lights in the yard? What will you do at Christmas? For Christmas? I know if you have grandkids, you probably do some things for them in this day. Make their day right. You know, one of my favorite songs, I'm not going to play it yet, but What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas? Boy, I tell you, emotions, that's my song. But I'm going to be nice for you. Let's get one more out of the way here. This is Johnny Gill. Get Love on Christmas.
Friends are dear, and you wish you could. been done. Hello, everywhere there's an air of joy. It's that once a year when the world's sincere and you love to find a way to show you the things that words can say. Why don't you give love on Christmas Day? The man on the street, the couple upstairs, he wants you to know there's someone who can
give love
on Christmas Day.
I don't know about y'all, but it just takes me back to my childhood, which is good. We can go back and just think about how long it took for Christmas to come around. And when you got older, Christmas comes quicker than you can think of it. Those are some of the things that, you know, it's just like a little child. You come back and you just think about everything, your childhood. You think about if you had kids. You know, your kids and how they looked on Christmas. And a lot of people say, don't do that. Yeah, I understand that. But, again, it's nothing like seeing kids wake up Christmas morning with something. I've done dollhouses for relatives and neighbors. When they found out I could do a dollhouse, oh, my God, it's just very tedious. But you know what? It was very, very comforting to these kids. I remember even with my daughter, I'm up all night. As soon as I put the last sticker on the dollhouse, then she's waking up. And, you know, I saw her smile. And, heck, I had to go to sleep. I had been up all night. So those are the good memories as adults that we have. And you live vicariously through your kids, you know, again, for them at Christmas. So if you're able to do things for your grandkids or your children, please do it. And, you know, everybody know what they have in their pocket. So I can't tell you what to get, but get what you can for these kids. As we wind things down, again, if we're in this Christmas season, and I'm going to give you some great tips again, additional tips for what to do during the holidays. And did I lose everything? I lost everything, but we'll get it back together for you. Plan your trip. Whenever you go to the mall, plan what you're going to do. I can tell you off the top of my head. Get your list. Carry a few bags. Never get bags where you can't see where you're walking. If you have to go multiple stores, if you have to do multiple stores, get your things, put it in your car, drive your car to the other side, come back out and go back to the other stores. Right? Never let people see you put things in your car, because you never know they're watching. They'll try to pop your hood. Try to get everything they can from you. Heck, they may try to steal a car. Who knows? So think smarter on how you're going to shop so that you can keep the loved ones in your life happy. But think smarter. Do better. And those who like to use Amazon and all of that, again, take those, ask them to deliver at the boxes of these like UPS stores where you have your mailbox, P.O. boxes, and then they can keep things there. They can put them in the lock boxes like at Walmart or 7-Eleven. So there's so many things that you can do to have a successful Christmas. And I appreciate all these ideas that are coming in. You know, I just want to leave you with that, because I know how I did mention it earlier in the show, but I wanted you all to just have that tidbit as we embark on this Christmas season. I'm just so excited to be a part of you. Go Cowboys, all that, as we get closer to the end of the show. Any of you who are online, just press 1 if you can just tell us, you know, some of the things that you are thankful for after Thanksgiving leading into this holiday season. Just have to be brief. You don't have to worry about introducing yourself. Just let us know. Press 1. I'll bring you on. Because we want this platform to be one where it's interactive. Yes, you can see I can talk the whole time, but I would like for you all to interact and give your thoughts as well. So if you press 1, we can get you on quickly what you're thankful for during these times. You know, you can even talk about what you had for Thanksgiving. I had Thanksgiving late that day, but I tell you this, I had hamburger. I did have some turkey. Hamburger, corn, shish kebabs, all at a non-traditional Thanksgiving in the parking lot, rainy parking lot at Cowboy Stadium. So I had a great time doing that, and ended up eating Thanksgiving on yesterday. My days all, I know this is Sunday, of course, but my days all kind of screwed up, I think, on Friday. I was eating turkey and going to eat probably some turkey today. And this will be the last day of the turkey. Probably make some turkey spread. We're going to stretch it. We're going to stretch it as far as we can. But, again, I am just so happy to be a part of your beginning of your shopping season for Christmas, and also remember the reason for the season, baby Jesus. So it's just so much. And I just thank Cheryl again for the opportunity. Folks, make sure you get out here and hug somebody, love them, know how much you care about them. You have grandkids, do that. If your kids are close, do that as well. I wanted to give you a little sad news, but it's good and sad. It's the fact that, you know, always protect your pet population, no more, you know, spay or neuter your cat or dog. Well, my little puppy died earlier this week, and puppy, he's an old dog, man. So you won't be hearing that for a while, but I remember walking around trying to get out of sound view or sound distance where he's barked, and we lost it this week. So it's, you know, happy. When they get old, you want to make sure they're comfortable, and that's what we try to do. So we're just happy that he had a chance to bless our lives, and hopefully we blessed his while he was alive. If you got a pet, hug it. Whatever you do with your dog, enjoy. You know, good days don't last forever. That's what I've learned. But I tell you, they do make a difference in your life. You can't be mad even when they make little mistakes, but it just gives you a different mode once you are with them. So as we bring things to an end, I thank you so much for being a part of the World According to And wherever you go and wherever you do, make sure you take care of your family. I tell you, I just love it. Love it. And I want to close out with, and it is actually called On Time God. Stay healthy. Peace. I'm out.